Hey everyone, it's Jay Cotter here, your daily dose of motivation. Buckle up because today we're tackling something that plagues us all at some point: procrastination and self-doubt. Ever feel like those two are a dynamic duo, showing up unannounced to steal your focus and crush your dreams? You know that feeling when you have this awesome idea, but then, bam, the couch suddenly becomes the most alluring destination in the universe. Yeah, I've been there, trust me. But the good news is, we can beat these sneaky saboteurs. Let's get real about how to overcome procrastination and self-doubt and unleash the awesome potential you've got inside. First things first, let's break down why this happens. Procrastination often stems from fear, plain and simple. Fear of failure, fear of success, even fear of disappointing ourselves. We get so caught up in these negative thoughts that we freeze up instead of taking action. And self-doubt? That's like a constant inner critic whispering nasty things about our abilities, making us question every decision and every step we take. But here is the secret weapon: awareness. Recognizing these patterns is the first step to breaking free. Once you know what's going on inside your head, you can start to challenge those negative thoughts and replace them with positive affirmations. Think of it like this. You wouldn't let a friend talk down to themselves, right? So why let your inner critic get away with it? Now, here are 5 mindset moves that will help you conquer procrastination and self-doubt. 1. Start small. Remember the saying, Rome wasn't built in a day? It's true. Trying to tackle everything at once can be overwhelming and lead to burnout. Instead, break down your big goals into smaller, manageable tasks. Celebrate each tiny victory along the way. Every step forward builds momentum and fuels your confidence. 2. Embrace imperfection. Let's be real, nobody's perfect, not even that seemingly flawless Instagram influencer. Perfectionism can be a huge roadblock. It sets us up for disappointment and keeps us from taking risks. Remember, it's okay to make mistakes. They're valuable learning opportunities. 3. Focus on the process. Instead of obsessing over the end results, find joy in the journey itself. What do you enjoy about the process? What steps bring you satisfaction? By focusing on the present moment and appreciating the small wins, you take the pressure off and cultivate a sense of flow. 4. Surround yourself with positivity. Your environment has a huge impact on your mindset. Be mindful of who you spend time with and what you consume. Seek out inspiring people who uplift you, read uplifting books, and listen to motivational podcasts like this one, obviously. Positive vibes attract positive results. 5. Practice self-compassion. Be kind to yourself. You're human, and humans make mistakes. When self-doubt creeps in, remind yourself that you're worthy of love and support, regardless of your successes or failures. Treat yourself with the same kindness and understanding you would offer a dear friend. Let me paint a picture. Imagine you've been wanting to start writing a book. That awesome story swirling in your head. You know it has potential. But then self-doubt kicks in. Who am I to write a book? What if nobody likes it? It's too ambitious. You get stuck, paralyzed by fear. Now, picture yourself applying these mindset moves. You break the project down into smaller chunks, setting daily writing goals. Instead of aiming for perfection, you embrace imperfection, knowing that first drafts are just a starting point. You surround yourself with other writers who offer encouragement and support. And most importantly, you practice self-compassion, reminding yourself that every writer starts somewhere and your voice deserves to be heard. See the difference? It's about shifting your perspective, embracing action, and believing in yourself. Remember, overcoming procrastination and self-doubt is a journey, not a destination. There will be ups and downs, but by implementing these mindset moves daily, you'll build resilience, unlock your potential, and create a life that aligns with your values. So, what's one small step you can take today to start tackling those fears head-on? Share it in the comments below and let's inspire each other. Until tomorrow, keep rising higher.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.